Stars twinkle above a river snaking through an idyllic valley that winds its way past a fairy tale castle with needle-like turrets, a flag fluttering from its topmost pinnacle. Fireworks explode above it. An arc of stardust forms a halo round the castle that sits on the edge of the water. Beneath it, in silvery letters, the word Disney. A bashed-up family car potters along a suburban tree-lined road. The driver's door is missing, the hubcaps wobbling, and it's belching clouds of smoke. A brunette with a gentle smile is driving, and a baby in the back has green chops.
My parents say there's no such thing as a bad day. That it's all how you look at it. What can I tell you, parents? Here is what I know. They're wrong. My name is Alexander, and I'm the expert in bad days. This guy knows what I'm talking about. That's not coming off. Did I mention my dad is a relentless optimist?
Well, we're in the home stretch.
And look at Mom. She's not fooling anyone with that mom smile.
Mum Kelly pulls into the driveway of a large suburban home.
Believe it or not, by the time we got home, this van was in better shape than we were. There's my sister Emily, the actress.
Emily throws up.
Always ready to take a bow. Anthony, my brother, a total winner, with a great sense of style. And baby Trevor. Sorry, pal, definitely not coming off. Bottom line, today was an epic disaster. The worst day possible. Everyone in my family would agree. But what they don't know is it was all my fault. And it wasn't over yet.
The Cooper family recoil in horror at whatever is in their house, and Dad Ben frantically slams the front door shut. Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. The day before. 11-year-old mousy-haired Alexander is asleep in his room that's packed with Australian paraphernalia. A sign which reads, "You are now entering the Outback," a good day mate poster of a kangaroo, and a homemade model of the Outback. A didgeridoo moves in close to Alexander's face. He wakes up with a start.
You overslept, bud.
Don't blow my didgeridoo!
Well, what's it for, then?
Big brother Anthony throws it on the floor and breezes out. Alexander gets out of bed and steps on a skateboard, causing him to knock over a beaker of milk. As he mops up the mess, he activates a laptop on the floor.
You're invited! Philip Parker turning 12!
Tomorrow night? No!
Is the transitioning. Good morning.
Oh, there she is. You are going to be so impressed. I made what is known as the crustless quiche. The frittata.
Wow, what is this? 2 months ago, you couldn't even grill cheese, and now...
Oh, that looks so good. Mmm, egg and cheese.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So, what are you gentlemen up to today?
Well, let's see. Em has a dentist appointment this morning.
Right.
And then the two of us are going to Mommy and Me yoga.
Oh, with Summer?
Yes.
Will you tell her I still exist?
I will. And then when he takes his nap, I'm going to send out some resumes.
Good. What did you do to die today at a minute or two to two? A thing distinctly hard to say, but harder still to do. We'll beat a tattoo at a minute or two, and a rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-two, and the dragon will come to the beat of the drum at a minute or two to two today at a minute or two to two.
I need to pee.
You have gum in your hair. A big black bug, but a big black bug.
No.
Sister Emily goes, and Alexander uses a hairdryer on the gum, but it melts and becomes stringy.
Anthony! Alexander, accelerate! Come on!
1 minute!
Hey, if it ain't broke, right?
Clean-cut Anthony admires his reflection as his little brother snips the gum out of his hair.
Guess what? Philip Parker is having his birthday party tomorrow night.
That's when you're having your birthday party.
I know. I just got the invitation. He is going all out, Dad. He's getting an energy drink bar, a Korean taco truck, a live band.
That sounds legit.
I think he's having black lights and a karaoke machine.
Oh, I love karaoke parties.
But can I compete with all of that?
Oh, come on. Your birthday's going to be great. It's going to be fun. We're going to have pizza. I'm going to make a cake. Maybe some volleyball in the pool.
Philip Parker's having a fog machine and we're having pizza?
Don't worry.
You're drinking coffee?
What about my party?
Since when did you start drinking coffee?
Not a morning person.
Oh, can you take his diaper?
Just drop Bumblebee. You drop Bumblebee?
I think he might be wet.
No, Bumblebee. There you go.
Wish I could be there, bro, but I got a problem tomorrow night.
Hey, I thought that was next week.
It is what it is.
Hey, I'll probably be wiped out from my Peter Pan premiere, but I'll be happy to sing for you and all of your friends.
Oh, no, no, no.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Oh,
probably Mrs. Gibson.
Okay. Honey, Dad's taking Emily to the dentist. I've got Anthony, so you're in carpool.
Take a frittata. It's a crustless quiche.
Here you go. What did you do here?
Oh, nothing.
Say hi to Mrs. Gibson. Remember your manners.
As Alexander comes out of the house, he spots a pretty blonde girl getting out of a yellow VW Beetle. He stares at her in awe.
Hi, Becky. Hey, Alexander.
Doe-eyed and love-struck, he crosses the lawn to get to the car as Becky smiles demurely and trips over a sprinkler.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Let's go, kids.
Into I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all.
Underwhelmed by the singing of bespectacled Mrs. Gibson and her daughter Audrey, Alexander, squashed between Becky and her brother Elliot, eyes the book she's reading.
Lord of the Flies?
She nods.
Pretty scary, right?
Lord of the Flies is beautiful, Alexander. It's a deep and meaningful allegory about our own messed up society.
Yeah, totally. That's what I meant with scary. The society stuff? Crazy. Hey, check out this app.
He puts your face on some bikini model's body. It's really gross and sexist.
This is gonna be hilarious.
What are you doing?
Wait, hey, hold on.
No, no, no,
hey,
I'm not done.
At school.
Hey, babe.
Is everything okay? Your last text was, like, so cold.
No, sir. See you at school?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend, Anthony. You really should end your text with XOXO or I heart you. You can make a heart with the less than sign and a three.
Yeah, I'll try to remember.
So, a bunch of the girls were talking and they're all going in limos. We are getting a limo tomorrow, right?
No, I'm taking my driver's test tomorrow, babe. And the first thing I want to do as a licensed driver is chauffeur you to the prom. It'll be romantic and so.
Well, I do want it to be romantic.
It will be.
Oh, also, I have it from a very good source who says we're being crowned Duke and Duchess at the Royal Court tomorrow night at prom.
That's so tight.
I know, is it like the best thing ever?
This is the worst thing ever.
These look so real.
I can't believe Elliot text bombed the whole school.
Don't worry about it, man. Elliot's an idiot. No one's even gonna look at these.
With his friend Paul at his side, Alexander is met by a tittering crowd of classmates and rival birthday boy, Philip.
Hey, Paul.
Philip, my man.
Nice boobs, Alexander.
Philip struts away.
Since when are you friends with Philip Parker?
We're the same psychopharmacologist. He's got ADHD, too. He's super nice.
No, he's not. He's throwing a huge party tomorrow, and it's not even his actual birthday. His is next week. You realize this is going to be you and me at my party?
Actually, it might just be you.
What? You've got to come. You're my best friend.
Okay, but personally, I think you should just postpone. Phil's popular, and everybody's going to be there. Plus, his party sounds pretty dope.
Dude, last year your dad tap danced with a cane.
Another bad party could ruin your rep forever. Your dad's a nice guy, but trust me, you do not want your entire social life in his hands.
Ben's doing mother and baby yoga.
Woo!
Great job.
Woo!
Yeah. Breathe. You gave birth, you can do this. Two. One.
Take your baby back to the womb. They love it there.
Ben's the only dad in the class. Afterwards, with Steph.
I think that it's so cool when a guy can step up to be a full-time fommy.
A what?
Father mommy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm sort of a fommy by default. I was in aerospace, and I got transitioned out of my job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You know, I get to spend more time with this little guy. Excuse me. Hello? Yes, this is Ben Cooper. Tomorrow? Yes, that's good. Okay, I'll see you then. I look forward to it, Greg. Bye-bye.
Good news?
Yeah, I landed an interview.
Hey, that's great.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Fami just landed an interview.
Fami.
Did you hear him say that?
Yes.
He just said, Fami! You just said my name! Guys, he just said Fami.
Did you
you hear him say Fami? I'm Fami.
That was so
Fami.
Cool.
Fami. I am Fami.
Adorable.
And he said it.
So, with our celebrity readings, our great grassroots marketing campaign, thank you, Julie, the positive reviews we have coming in, we are poised for a really strong rollout. Tomorrow, we are going to ask America who is ready to jump on the potty. And I'm confident our sales are going to leap over expectations. I know I would have appreciated this book when I was potty training my kids. That's Alexander, my son. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all your support with this. It's really been great. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, I hope that was thorough enough for you, Nina.
Well, I'm going to need you to make an incredible effort on the potty tomorrow.
On the potty?
What?
You can count on me.
Good. Because if this goes well, I'm going to make you VP.
Really?
Have you run children's lit and young adult.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to need you every second of every minute of every day.
Got it.
24/7, 365.
It's a lot of numbers.
Is that a joke?
I have four kids, you know, that I'll just have to carve out a little time to see.
Right, right. But... Well, of course. Well, of course you will. Isn't that one of your darling little babies right there?
Yeah.
It is.
A photo.
So you're seeing him right now.
All right, country reports. Now, as you all know, this is your big project this semester. So what I think
Mr. Rowe?
Yeah, Alexander.
I would like to take Australia. I know a ton about it, and I have my own didgeridoo.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of students here who want Australia. Am I right?
Mr. Rogue is met with a look of blank indifference from the rest of the class.
So, to be fair, this semester, I'm going to let the globe decide what country. We'll start with you, Alexander. You ready? Here we go. What country?
Australia.
What
Australia.
Would it be, will it? Djibouti. Look at that, the Horn of Africa. All right, Djibouti.
What?
Who's going to be next here? Philip Parker. Here we go.
Mr. Rogue spins the globe.
Australia.
So, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff?
That's Austria, not Australia. Can we switch?
No. Okay, Albert Moyo. Lebanon. That's good.
Parker up, everybody. Get your aprons on. Guys.
Alexander sidles up to Becky.
Becky, do you want a partner? Okay. You can take lab notes. 0.5 milligrams of boron.
Boron?
Boring.
She gives him a frosty look.
So, Becky, I am having a birthday party tomorrow night. It was only going to be guys, but I can... Oh, thanks, but I'm going to Philip Parker's party tomorrow night. I think everyone is... He has a frozen yogurt machine and a trampoline.
Well, so do we. We have a frozen yogurt machine and a trampoline.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, we have parties.
My lab book!
Alexander accidentally sets fire to Becky's book with a Bunsen burner, and it quickly spreads.
Put it out!
The mustachioed teacher, Mr. Sellers, grabs an extinguisher and puts out the flames, which are tearing across a wall chart of the periodic table of elements.
Who's responsible for this?
Alexander
looks mortified. Later, he trudges out of school alone.
Hey, Alexander, hold up. Hey, hold up.
I'm leaving for a conference and nobody signed up to take Melvin home. I can't leave alone all weekend.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, make a furry friend a little less lonely.
The teacher, Mr. Tanucci, hands Alexander a guinea pig in a big cage. Alexander sits on a bench outside the school entrance, clutching the cage as fellow pupils stream past. The other children and the yellow school bus gradually ebb away until Alexander's left on his own.
Unbelievable.
He sees a vehicle approaching and slips on his rucksack. Ben pulls up.
Oh, cool. We're hosting a guinea pig. All right. Sorry we're late. We had a little diaper trauma at Trader Joe's. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
There's my big boy.
Hi. There you are. Hi, big guy. Hi.
Kelly hugs Trevor.
Hi. What is that,
Melvin?
We're hosting Melvin this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Alexander, would you grab that and wash it off, please? You need Bumblebee like he needs air. I know, honey.
And after that, the pig goes upstairs.
It's okay.
Bumblebee's just getting a bath. It'll be right back. Have a good day, Bumblebee. Bumblebee's coming right back. Any second.
The pacifiers dropped into the waste disposal.
Oh, Dad, don't!
Well, what was that?
Ben reaches inside the waste disposal and pulls out the mashed-up pacifier with a look of weary dread.
Honey, Bumblebee is gone.
Peter Pan is going to be awesome. Okay, today, Mr. Brand said that I am the most poised and elegant Peter Pan he's ever had the privilege of working with.
No way! Wow, when is that again? Just remind me.
Mom, hello, it's tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Of course.
So please be on time and don't be embarrassing.
Yeah. Best behavior.
Honey, please don't embarrass her.
Dad, that includes you.
I know.
Dear honey, don't worry.
Guys, I guess she's getting crowned Duke at the prom tomorrow.
Really? Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it's not official, but Celia heard from a good source. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I'm dating the hottest girl in school. I'm getting crowned at prom. And once I get my license tomorrow, I kind of have everything I've ever wanted. And hashtag blessed, you know?
Wait. Once you get your license tomorrow?
I'm taking my test after school. My dad already said it was cool.
You said it was cool?
I thought it was doable. Not cool. I thought it was doable.
Okay.
It'll be fine. We'll make it.
Okay, guys, I have some news. Nina said that if the book launch goes well tomorrow, you could be looking at the new vice president of Lone Hill Press.
Honey, wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, it would be a lot more hours at work, which I already feel like I live there some days, but the raise would be nice.
Awesome. I have some news as well.
Oh.
I got a call today. I have an interview for a game design firm. They're looking for engineers.
Wait, video games?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Your aerospace engineering dad might be designing video games.
That's so cool.
I know. Right? I know. Oh, the best news of all, guess who spoke his first word today? Trevor.
No.
Yes. Really? What did you say?
What was it?
He said Fommy.
He said Fommy?
Yeah.
What's that?
Father Mommy.
I didn't know that was a word. I didn't
know.
Wow,
we all had pretty big wins today.
Yeah.
You know, tell me about it. I had a crap day. What is that smell?
It's Vegemite. It's from Australia and back off.
Hey. Easy. You're gonna have a good day tomorrow. It's your birthday. Your friend's coming over. It's gonna be a great party.
Well, actually, you can forget it because I'm canceling my party.
What are you talking about?
Why? Well, nobody's coming. They're all going to Philip Parker's party tomorrow night.
Who is this Philip Parker?
He's a really cool kid with a hot tub and ADHD.
You know what? I'm going to call his mom. I'm going to explain the situation.
No.
You know what? We're going to forget about Philip Parker. Whoever comes to the party comes. It's going to be great.
But trust me, nobody is coming. Elliot Gibson texted pictures of me in a butt thong to everyone in school. My best friend is suddenly best friends with Philip because they go to the same dumb psychopharmacologist. I didn't get Australia for my school report, and I burned down the science lab with Becky Gibson's lab notes.
What did you do? Dude, big deal, so things didn't go your way today.
Go my way? It was a totally wreck bad day, and it's not just today. It is every single day, every day. You don't even care because your lives are all so perfect.
No, we care. We care, honey. What?
Where's Bumblebee?
Alexander murdered it, so now he's going to cry all night.
Can't you just go get him a new one?
No, it's only Bumblebee. It's the only one he likes.
No, I can't deal with this. I'm going to rehearse in the car.
No. Well, maybe this is the time to wean him from the pacifier.
Oh, honey, easy for you to say. You're not here with him all day.
Think of a wonderful thought, any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky. You can fly.
As Emily rehearses in the car out on the drive, Anthony's in bed, leaning on his hand, flicking through a magazine. Alexander clambers into bed on the opposite side of the room from his brother and gazes wistfully at the ceiling.
Anthony? I feel like no one understands me.
I do. I get you.
You do?
Yeah. Come on, you're amazing.
Really? Think I'm amazing?
Honestly, I love you so much.
I love you too.
I love you more.
No, I love you more.
Don't get me started on that cute little butt of yours.
What?
Anthony's on the phone.
What?
Why are you wanting me?
What's your problem?
Excuse me?
You know what? You're so annoying. Why can't you just chill out for one second?
You're exhausting.
Are you kidding?
Redhead Celia hangs up on Anthony.
Sorry, Celia. That was my idiot brother. Celia? Seriously? Now she won't pick up.
I'm worried about Alexander. I mean, of all the years for everyone to bail on his birthday. He's been so moody since I had Trevor and started work.
Oh, don't worry about it. He's 12. Everybody's moody at that age.
How is he already 12?
I know. It just happened.
That's the problem. Everything is just happening so fast.
Yeah.
This house is like a train station. Everyone's coming and going. And Trevor's first word was Fommy.
Maybe I misheard that.
I don't think you did.
Honey, come on. I got the kids covered. I got the house covered. Killing it at work. Things have never been better.
Oh, please, never been
better.
It's
true.
Ben, you've been unemployed for the past 7 months. Aren't you stressed out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why aren't you freaking out more?
What could we freaking out do? Then I'd just be freaked out and unemployed. Tomorrow I'm gonna nail that.
Big day tomorrow.
They both look apprehensive. A little later, Alexander lights a birthday candle in an ice cream next to Melvin, the guinea pig.
It's 12:01, Melvin. It's my birthday. You ever feel alone in the world? I just wish they understood. I just wish they knew what it felt like to have a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
He gazes at a smiling family photo on the fridge. He blows out the candle. The next morning, he wakes up with a peaceful smile on his face. Across the room, Anthony is fast asleep, clutching his phone. Alexander gets out of bed and wanders along the hallway, stopping outside Emily's room where she's snoring, with the Peter Pan script open on the bed by a pile of used tissues. She wipes her nose whilst fast asleep. Alexander moves on to his parents' open bedroom door, where they're fast asleep with Trevor sitting between them.
Shouldn't you guys be up?
Who hits snooze?
What time is it?
Who hits snooze?
Okay, go,
it's
go, go,
morning,
go.
It's morning, it's morning.
All right.
I have tissues.
Okay. All right, okay.
Ben frantically searches through the stuff under the changing table.
Does anyone know where the diapers are?
Emily traipses to the bathroom.
I'm in here.
Hey, honey. Oh, wow, you look terrible. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Peter Pan can't have a cold, Dad.
Okay.
Ben drops a bag of dirty nappies.
Oh, come on!
Harsh. Bro, I gotta take a shower. I gotta get to school. Celia won't call me back. Oh! No. No way, not today. Get out, dude. Get out! Why today? This is the worst day, no.
Anthony's got a zit on his forehead. Emily slams her door in Alexander's face.
I am so late. Emily, I'm coming in for a razor, honey.
Mom.
Mom, oh, get out!
Sorry. I'll wear pants. Oh, mother.
Having walked in on Anthony in the bathroom, Kelly stubs her toe on a doorframe. In the kitchen, Trevor's casually peeing on the floor.
Good morning.
Speak for yourself.
Dad?
Yeah?
Trevor's peeing.
Oh.
Where's his diaper?
I'm looking. Oh, come. Hey, there's a birthday boy. Okay, come here. Okay, you know what? I want you to have a great day. You are the captain of your ship. Steer your ship with positivity. Oh, come on! What's wrong with you people? Anthony!
Dad, are you okay?
You're older already.
I'm sorry, honey, I have to run. I have a huge event. My foot is killing me. I'm already late.
Ben, put a diaper on it. We'll celebrate tonight, okay?
Kelly gives Alexandra a hurried kiss and scurries to the car, taking a moment to compose herself before putting the key in the ignition and pressing the start button. Nothing happens. She notices that the light switch is in the on position.
Emily! 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 You left the light on in my car all night. The battery's dead.
Well, I'm the one to rehearse in a cold car, and now I'm sick.
Peter Pan!
What happened to your head?
Ben, we gotta go.
This is it. Is it that bad?
You should put a Band-Aid on that.
Ben, we have got to go. You are my ride. Let's go, people. Alexander, into the car. We have got to go. Right, everybody, out of the house. Broom it out.
Yes, you're happy and you know
get out of your comfort zone. Push it. Push it.
Oh, you miss Bumblebee, don't you?
Why is Anthony driving? I feel sick enough as it is.
I need practice for my driver's test.
Okay, then can we at least change the music, please?
Oh, that's good. Leave that. You like that? Yeah, that's good.
Wonderful.
I can't believe I'm sick.
I cannot believe that this guy is 12 years old, huh?
Thanks, Dad. Oh, this is not going to work for me. No, sir. You're going to have to get around there, make a left on Brooklyn.
Something, there's no room.
Well, get aggressive. We have places to be. You're doing great.
Mom, do you mind? Please.
What, because of this morning? It's not the first time I've seen your penis, Anthony.
Mom saw your penis?
Yep. I've seen yours too, Alexander. I've seen every penis in this car.
Every penis.
Let's just get...
Oh, come on!
Excuse me, sir! Excuse me, sir! In the ironic Mini Cooper, you're gonna have to put down the latte and move, or I am gonna come and do it for you! Sir, I am gonna come and move your thing, you said.
Easy. Nice and slow. Nice and slow, sweets. Gently. Gently. There you go, honey.
Kelly suppresses her anger as she puts the seatbelt on. Outside the school, they're held up by a swarm of students crossing the road.
It's okay, baby. Mom's gotta go. Have a good day. You have lunch money. Yes? Love you.
Mom.
This is not gonna work. Let's go. Fold in. Woodwinds. Make a window. Come on. Let's go, kids. The bell is ringing. Go. March, march. Move it on in there.
This day is so cursed.
You're gonna move out of the way. Just move out of the way. Make a window. Go. Here. Goodbye. Take a seat. Have a good day, honey. Here we go, boys.
Kelly zooms away. In the school corridor.
Celia! Hey, Celia, wait up. Hey, what's wrong? You haven't answered your phone since last night.
Why do you care? I thought I was so exhausting.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my idiot brother.
Whatever.
I tried calling you back.
Yeah, well, I really didn't feel like talking to you. I mean, I just don't think you understand the emotional responsibilities that come from having a girlfriend.
Wait, are you breaking up with me? What about tonight?
I don't even want to go.
Celia turns on her heel, leaving Anthony looking stunned. Kelly dashes into her office.
Morning.
Morning.
Trouble. My husband had to drop me off. What happened?
This happened. And not just the cover. No. 15 times throughout the book.
But it must be some horrible mistake at the printer.
Well, I don't know, Cooper. You're the one who did the final proof.
Well, we can't have that in a children's book.
We just pulled the plug on publication, so that's good. But we have an even bigger problem.
Celebrity readings. Dick Van Dyke.
I've been calling all morning, but I can't get through.
Oh, no. Well, I will get down there. I will fix this. I will take care of this. He won't read it. You can count on me. You can count on me. Oh, that'd be great. I need to borrow your car. It's a work emergency.
I ride a bike, actually. It's good exercise and good for the planet. And you don't have to
just
do it.
Tell me where it is. Dude, I've been looking for you everywhere. Have you heard about Philip Parker?
I don't want to hear anything more about his amazing party.
No, it's canceled.
What?
Yeah, he woke up with chicken pox. He texted me this picture. These things are everywhere.
Oh.
They're even in his butt crack.
So his party's not on?
No, so everyone's coming to yours again.
Really?
Great, right? His pox is your game.
Oh, I gotta go. Becky! Whoa, Becky, wait up. Hi.
I am really sorry about burning his binder yesterday.
Today's a new day, and I thought that we could go ahead and sail our ships of positivity. Wow, okay. Well, anyway, Philip Parker has chicken pox, but my party's still on. So if you want to swing by, it's going to be pretty cool. Is that right?
Yeah. I actually feel bad Philip's gonna miss such a sweet party, but what can you do when you got the pox?
Okay. Maybe.
Fantastic. Maybe I'll see you later then.
Okay. See ya. See ya.
Alexander gazes in awe at Becky as she walks off down the school corridor. Then he dashes away.
Oh, no.
Should I put more over here? Oh.
Ben's icing Alexander's birthday cake.
Hey, birthday boy.
Nothing goofy, Dad.
What? What are you... Alexander?
Yeah, we're gonna need enough food, cake, and drinks for 50 kids. Everyone's coming.
Okay, hold on. What are you talking about?
Philip Parker has chicken pox.
The party's on.
Hey, that's fantastic. I mean, for you.
Yeah, and guess what? Elliot got busted for text bombing the school.
So I took your advice and steered my ship with positivity, and now Becky Gibson might be coming too.
So no magic tricks?
No tap dancing, nothing dorky.
You got it.
I'm turning 12.
Got it. 12-year-old cool, straight up.
It's right. Just allergies.
Really?
Hey, Em, what's up?
They're making me miss dress rehearsal to lay down at the infirmary. Oh, and Anthony called me. Celia broke up with him.
They're going to prom tonight.
Barely not anymore.
As Emily walks away, Alexander's jaw drops in disbelief. Anthony, with a plaster over his zit, peers through a classroom window and waves at Celia, who's at the front of the class. She tries to ignore him, but he waves his arms frantically and puts his hands together to plead.
Can I be excused?
Yes.
What?
Listen, I am sorry about last night. You have to believe me, I would never say those things about you. And tonight, I am going to make it up to you. XOXO, I heart you.
He smiles imploringly, and she breaks into a smile.
Look, I just wanted everything to be perfect tonight.
Please, be my date for the prom.
This isn't Gossip Girl, you two. Get back inside, Celia.
See you tonight.
Anthony runs down the corridor and punches the air in triumph, catching a banner that's strung between two trophy cabinets.
Yes!
He stares in shock at the destruction as Celia's teacher comes marching out.
Let's go, Wreck-It Ralph. Principal's office now.
Are you sure I can't just drop him off with you?
Honey, there's no way. Not today. What happened to the babysitter?
Oh, she had to cancel again. You know what? It's okay. I'll just take him with me.
You're taking Trevor to the interview?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Oh, how's he doing without Bumblebee?
He is hanging in there. He's doing okay.
Okay, honey. I gotta go. Good luck.
Thanks. You too, hon. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Dad, I broke a trophy case and got suspended.
What?
You have to come and pick me up.
No, you gotta be kidding me.
They say you need to come get me.
No, Dad, you're gonna have to wait at the principal's
Dad,
office till I'm done with my interview.
Fine, I'll be here.
Okay, bye.
Ben gives grumpy Trevor a goofy grin. Kelly, in high heels, is riding a bike like a thing possessed, weaving in and out of the traffic. She mounts the pavement.
I'm good, I got it! I'm good! Don't worry! I'm good!
She dashes into a store where Dick Van Dyke's the guest of honor.
Oh, excuse me. Mr. Van Dyke, I have been trying to reach you because I'm here to save you. I'm from the publishing company. Let me start again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
not crazy.
Legendary performer of stage.
That's my cue. We'll have a little chat later, all right?
This is not something we should leave until afterwards. We want to have a chat
yes,
right now, Mr. Van Dyke, sir.
Is.
Please,
I beg you, Mr.
Sir.
Dick Van Dyke.
Kelly's prevented from getting to the star by a security guard.
Hi, kids.
Sir.
And hi, moms and dads.
There was a misprint. If I could just 2 minutes.
If you guys don't know who I am, ask your parents. And if they don't know, have them ask their parents. We're going to have a great time today. I'm going to read to you.
You're not going to want
to
say...
I'm going to read from a very special book. Ready?
Get out of my way.
Stop.
I need him. Sir.
Today's the day.
Move.
You're growing up. I'm here to help you. Take that dump.
Oh, please don't, sir.
Take that dump in the pool. Take that dump on the bed. But don't take a dump on your brother's head.
Okay.
You can take a dump like a frog. I'll take a big dump like a dog.
It's jump. It's just jump, sir.
I never agreed to put. Would you excuse me for a moment? I never agreed to.
There was a misprint. Jump like a frog. One little letter. It was a mistake. It was meant to be jump.
There she is, right there with the bad hair. She's behind this.
Kelly jams a cycling helmet on her head. Ben parks the Cooper's modest family car alongside a row of flash sports cars.
Okay, we got this. We got this, right? You good? You cool? You ready? You ready to nail this? All right.
He steps out of a lift with baby Trevor in his arms.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The office is like a youth club with guys playing darts and table football. Besuited Ben yanks off his tie as a dude glides up on a skateboard.
Hey, man, guys are ready for you. Let's go.
Oh, great. Thank you.
At first, we thought it was a little weird that you even applied for this job, because we're pretty young and you're
older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of decrepit.
But then we took a look at your resume, and your experience is awesome. You're part of the space station design team. You have a PhD in orbital mechanics. I mean, for real?
For real.
Trevor's distracting them.
Sorry. Hey, you. It's a little out of sorts today. It's so hard to find the bumblebee pacifier. It would blow your mind. Anyway, here you go. He's just gonna play for a while. And kids are crazy. They're fun.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about?
Well, we're thinking about launching this game. We want it to be a space station simulation strategy game. We want it to be authentic and completely immersive.
That sounds really exciting. That's in my wheelhouse.
Great. You want to hear some ideas?
I guess my first idea would be modular evolution.
Cool.
Space stations are not static. They grow over time. So you would want to start with perhaps a small space station and grow it into an enormous space station. And I think players should have that opportunity. They could add greenhouses. They could add labs. They could grow a space station as big as their imagination.
Oh. You're a kid.
Oh, you know what? That'll be fine, because we can get daycare, so that won't be an issue.
No. Your kid right now, his face is all green.
Oh, wow. Trevor.
I know. Yeah, that's not for eating.
Yoshi!
What's up, man?
Well, good news to report, or what?
Actually, we have a Skype call we gotta take, but we will call you back.
Okay, you'll call me back? All right. Great. All right, well, we'll head out. You ready to go?
Later, Ben's driving glum Anthony.
You know, Anthony, of all the days for you to get sent home, it had to be today.
Dad, it was a freak accident.
No.
Anthony turns to look at Trevor.
What happened to Trevor?
Boo.
It's real mature, Dad.
Ben pulls up outside the school where Alexander's waiting.
Hey, Salamander.
Hey, Dad.
Alexander gapes at baby Trevor with green ink all over his chops.
Whoa, what happened to Trevor?
He had a delicious green marker for lunch.
Why are you here?
Shut up.
Hey, Em, I thought you had to stay to get ready for your play.
I need drugs, real drugs, the nurse will give me baby aspirin. What happened to Trevor?
Emily, we're not going to pump you full of medicine. You're not a cyclist.
I'm not asking for steroids. I need cough syrup, something.
Wait, Dad, how was your interview?
It was not a good fit. But, you know, we'll see what happens. It was fine. Try again next time.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Miss Brim.
I know she's not 100%, but as they say, the show must go on. So if you could get her back here by 3 o'clock, hair and makeup, that would be tremendous.
Em, you look terrible. Maybe you should have your understudy do it.
No! Nobody wears those tights but me. Pharmacy pronto.
Nobody wears the tights but her.
Kelly makes a call from a bathroom at the bookstore to Ben, who's at a pharmacy with the kids.
I'm just trying to regulate. What do you think?
Excuse me, do you have a bumblebee pacifier?
Does it have to be a bumblebee?
It has to be the bumblebee, yes, because this ain't gonna last. Thank you. Hey, how'd the reading go?
It could have gone better.
Actually.
Honey, I'm sure it was great.
Well.
Well, you know what? I'm sure it was not that bad, really.
That, you know, that girl with the awful hair, I think.
Nope. I thought maybe, no,
It's bad.
It was bad. It was,
really?
It was my job bad.
Anthony, come on. No, please. Stop it.
No, I'm just...
Stop it.
What are you doing? Why is Anthony with you?
He was suspended from school.
For destroying school property.
What? What happened?
It's fine.
It was an accident. I'll tell you about it later. Okay, so M is getting her cough syrup. I'm taking Anthony to his driver's test. And, oh, good news. 50 kids are coming over tonight. The party is on.
Boy, this is...
Maybe I should meet you. I'm not
it's
far.
It's fine.
Hon, I'm totally... Hold on.
No, we don't have one.
Oh, Daddy wishes you could swear right now. Hey, question. Permanent marker, do you know if it's poisonous? Because he might have ingested something.
What?
Ben!
Honey?
No,
I'm good.
Tell Trevor Mama's on her way!
At the Coopers.
Nobody's home.
Calm, dude.
Two delivery guys from an Australian-themed company called Land of Plenty. At the driving test center.
Anthony, are you sure you're up for this today?
Dad, it's now or never, I promise, silly.
All right. Well, anything worth doing is worth doing well. Try not to kill anybody. Hello? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. I'm not going to be back for a while, so the gate's open. Just go in, start setting everything up.
Are you sure you guys can handle this?
Yeah, no problem. We'll be ready to party.
Okay.
Okay, great.
See you later.
Thanks. Let's do this.
Yeah. Emily, just a recommended dosage, please. That stuff's pretty strong.
Hi, guys.
Hey, there's Mama.
Where's my baby green?
Oh, well, things went a little awry today. Look who it is.
Hey, he's green.
I know.
What is this?
It's Barker. It's fine. How did it go? How was it reading?
It was awful. I think I pretty much flushed my career down the potty.
Why? What happened?
Never mind. Can I have the wipes?
Spilt coffee.
Dad!
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I told you this day was cursed.
Sorry.
Alexander looks worried and bemused.
All right.
Good luck, baby.
Here you go.
Wait, Anthony. Please don't do it today. You're going to fail.
Alexander, give your brother some space, please.
Yeah, the next time you see this face, it's going to be in my driver's license.
It's not coming off.
Just hurry up. I need to get to my play.
What kind of a person?
It's not poisonous. I don't think it's poisonous.
Anthony carefully parks up in a bay where a heavy-set, hard-faced, blonde instructor with a clipboard is waiting for him.
Hi, I'm Anthony. I'm really excited.
Two things you need to know. My name is Miss Suggs, and I'll be your driving examiner. Now, you may be the big man on campus out there, but in this minivan, I'm the BMOC. You get me? Now put your hands at 10 and 2 and show me what you can do.
Come on, how you doing? Half day gone so far.
Okay, I'm just gonna just make this little call. Okay. Yeah, it's that one. Oh. Cooper! Where are you?
Oh, my family had a little situation.
Oh, really? That's funny, because we're having a little bit of a situation here.
The phones are going crazy. What
happened at that reading? Well, it was a really good crowd. It was a big, big crowd, big turnout. And the parents seemed to have a lot to say. They responded.
Oh, did they?
Did they respond to Dick Van Dyke asking their toddlers if they could take a dump like a dog?
I thought I could count on you.
We'll discuss this later.
I look forward to that.
Kelly's face says otherwise. Anthony is driving along at a sedate pace.
Tell me something, Anthony. Are you a senior citizen?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, then why are you driving 15 miles an hour in a 25-mile zone? Come on, speed it up.
That's right. That is right.
Changed lanes.
He indicates, then changes lanes carefully and efficiently.
I want you to take a right up here.
He looks slightly worried, but he pulls off the maneuver without any difficulties.
All right. Okay.
His mobile, sitting in the cup holder, shows that Celia is calling him.
Celia's calling?
Oh, my girlfriend probably wants to talk prom plans. Tonight's a prom. But I'll just ignore that.
Well, seems like she's very anxious to talk to you.
No, I'm driving. I would never answer the phone when I'm driving.
Yeah.
No matter what circumstance.
But, you know, proms don't happen every day.
It's true. You sure? It'd just be, like, super quick. It's not...
What's important to you is important to me. Right?
Hey, Celia. Yeah, I can't really talk right now, but...
Put the phone down!
What?
Put the mobile device down now!
No, but...
Hey, eyes on the road!
No!
The car mounts the pavement, clipping trees and lampposts. The Coopers watch anxiously as Anthony returns to the test center.
You tricked me!
Get out of this car.
You get out
You're
of this
evil.
Car! You broad creep!
I don't think he passed.
Get out! Get out!
Anthony opens the driver's door and it's ripped off by a passing car. The severed door skids to a halt at the family's feet. A short time later, Ben's got his head in his hands as he inspects the damage.
You know what? This is your fault. If you hadn't caused a fight between me and Celia, I would have never picked up
test. Anthony, you're not passing the blame on this one. I told you today might not be a good day to take the test.
Dad, I had to take the test today.
No, you didn't have to take
it
today.
It is
all Alexander's fault. If he hadn't dropped Trevor's pass, he'd have the disposal. I never would have rehearsed at a cold car and gotten sick.
That too.
Don't
that's
even
awesome
get started
fault.
With me. If you hadn't left the battery on in my car all night, I wouldn't have been late to work. And Dick Van Dyke wouldn't be mad at me. Chim Chimney wants to kill me. Can you imagine?
Mom, Trevor was crying.
I can't
believe
it.
Where was I supposed to rehearse?
How were you able to hit every parking meter?
I was in this morning. Mom saw me.
I don't think you left a speck of paint.
Boom, boom, boom. One right after the other.
I can hear you guys.
Stop, you guys. Okay, stop. It was my fault. I'm to blame for all of it. For everything.
Yeah, see? I told you.
No, hold on. Hold on. Alexander, what are you saying?
Okay, look. Last night, I made myself a birthday sundae, and I made a wish on a candle, and I think I cursed this day for all of you.
You did what?
I'm sorry. I just wanted you guys to know what it was like to have a massively horrible, terrible day. So I wished it, and now you're all having one.
Alexander, as incredible as it would be for you to have that kind of supernatural ability, I don't think you can actually curse a day, buddy.
Sweetie, this isn't your fault.
No.
We just bit off more than we could chew today, and it isn't going our way.
No, look, I did curse the day. I don't know how, but I did, and it worked. And now Emily's going to miss her play, and Anthony's not going to be able to drive Celia to the prom. He's been waiting all year to make out with her in the back of the van.
Okay, we don't need to hear that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Just forget my party. It'll be a disaster anyway.
Apology not accepted. Look. This day is not ruined because this day is not over yet.
Dad, you're so right. I mean, I may be sick, but there's no way I'm missing opening night.
I may have wrecked the van, but I'm not missing prom with Celia. I can't.
Look, we are not going to let this day get the better of us.
It's like last week at Target when Dad lost Trevor for like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the store manager wanted to call the cops, but Dad said no.
We found him.
We are gonna keep looking.
We will keep looking for my baby.
We will find my baby.
We sealed the doors. It was fine.
It was fine.
Okay, guys. It's past 3, so if we're gonna go, we gotta do this now.
Are we ready, Coopers?
All right.
Clap those hands if you believe in fairies.
Emily, are you okay?
Bob, positivism. Let's do this thing.
Get in there.
At a tuck shop.
Go.
It seems we may have accidentally given your tux away.
Well, get it back.
Sir, I cannot untux a client.
My sister's Peter Pan, and we've got 10 minutes till curtain. You better untux something.
Well, there is one option. You might be able to pull it off.
But I know.
All right, fire up, come on, let's go.
Anthony dives into the back of the car, clutching a suit bag.
Honey. Sweetie, I think you've had plenty of that.
I'm sorry. It's okay, honey. Peter Pan is here, everybody.
Excuse me, people. Excuse us. Superstar coming through. Excuse me, everyone. All right.
Oh, I love your outfit.
Okay.
I said 3 o'clock.
You have no idea the kind of day we are having. It's a miracle we're here.
Oh, you're late. This is not professional behavior.
No, it's not professional because this is an 8th grade production of Peter Pan. And if you could take one look at our minivan, Mr. Brand, I am not somebody that you want to mess with right now. So grab her some green tights and a harness and fire up her Tinkerbell.
Way to go, Daddy-O!
Break a leg, sweetie.
Go ahead. Show's about to start, Emily. We gotta get some going.
The Coopers take their seats.
We made it.
Everything's under control.
Yeah?
You okay?
Now, you two be quiet, and I'll tell you a story. What sort of story? The best sort. One filled with magic and fairies and savage pirates. Called Never Never Land.
Hi! Hello!
Oh, whoa, no.
I'm a little boy named Peter Pan!
Hello!
What's wrong with her?
Who are you?
It must be the cough syrup.
Peter Pan is in the house!
Hook her down!
I'm floating!
High and flying, Emily accidentally kicks Hook in the face.
Let go!
Get her down!
Let go of me! Let go of me right now! Let go! Everybody fly!
Emily brings the scenery crashing down.
She's okay. She's all right. There she is.
Ta-da!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Oh, my God, Josephine, hi! Daniel, hi! Hi! Hello, everybody. Take some pixie dust. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
How much cough syrup did she have?
Clearly way too much. Oh, there she is.
Hey, honey. Oh. Wow.
Well, that was an incredible thing to watch.
I think I broke Captain Hook's nose.
Oh, sweetie, it's not your fault. We shouldn't have let you go out there today.
No, you can't fool around with medicine, hon.
Emily. Dude, you crushed it. I gotta change into my tux.
Is it red?
No. Can't speak.
Honey, it's all gonna be okay. Trust me.
Love you, Dad.
Love you too.
Father and daughter embrace.
Okay, honey, that felt good.
Let's.
You get that out?
Oof, let's go outside and get you some air.
Oh, no, honey. It's all right. Okay, it's fine.
Kelly takes Emily away, leaving Ben covered in puke.
When did she start eating carrots?
Your sister has excellent aim.
I have another tell. Thanks.
Oh, man.
Hello? Oh, hey, Greg. No, now's a fine time. You did? No, I'm not surprised. I thought it was a killer interview also. Uh-huh. You want to meet? Okay. Well, now actually isn't a really good time.
No. Go,
drinks at Nagamaki? Yeah, could you hold on a second, Greg? Alexander, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but our plate is full. We got too much going on tonight, kiddo.
Dad, curse or no curse? Just go for it!
Ben looks at Alexander with pride, then puts the phone back to his ear.
Greg, we're going to go for it. Yeah, I will see you at Nagamaki later, okay? Okay. Good. I look forward to it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Okay. I reek.
You do.
Oh, look. Wait. This looks like your size?
I'm not going to wear a pirate blouse.
Pirate or puke? Your choice.
He offers his dad a frilly white shirt. Outside, Kelly, with Trevor on her knee, is sitting with Emily.
It's okay, It took a lot of courage to fly out on that stage to me. Do you have any idea how proud we are of you? You've always just put yourself out there. You are fearless. You're willing to show the world who you really are. That's amazing. But if you're ever about to take the stage on Broadway and you decide to drink a bottle of cough syrup, give me a call. Let me talk you out of it.
Ladies, care to do some pillaging?
Ben's wearing the frilly shirt and Anthony's in a pale blue 70s tuxedo. The Coopers hit the road with Ben at the wheel on the open side where the door is missing. Everyone looks calm and serene, each alone with their thoughts. They pull up outside a large palatial home and Alexander jumps out of the car so that Anthony can get past him. Anthony looks nervously up at the front door.
All right, how did I end up blue?
Celia's gonna love it.
It's totally retro.
Just own it, kiddo.
You look ridiculous.
Anthony smiles and Kelly gives him a kiss.
Go get your Duchess, Duke. My little boy. In a tuxedo, going to prom. In sneakers.
He glances back at his family with a nervous smile. Celia answers the door in a strappy white and silver dress.
Wow. You look amazing.
What are you wearing? You look like Willy Wonka.
I'm trying something different.
She notices the Coopers in the car, who take photos in unison with their mobiles.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I kind of failed my driver's test. Oops.
The battered family car cruises along the road. Celia, sitting between Anthony and Alexander on the back seat, has a look of disdain on her face. The Coopers look a little awkward and embarrassed.
You look beautiful, Celia.
Of course I do.
Yeah, that's a sick dress.
I hope this isn't too much wind for you, Celia. It's actually helping with the vomit smell.
Up front, Kelly and Ben exchange a look.
So is everybody hungry?
Hi.
I am.
They're coming to dinner.
Don't worry, they're not going to sit at our table.
How about some music?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no surprise, radio's broken.
Alexander initiates an impromptu mouth trumpet concert. Celia looks at Anthony in disbelief and he forces an embarrassed smile.
This is just something that we do for fun sometimes. Figured it'd make you laugh.
Celia's glowering expression suggests the opposite.
We're going to Nagamaki!
What? Are you kidding me?
Nagamaki!
They cook it on the table!
They cook it right on the table!
Like a fondue, but not.
It's supposed to be a very authentic Japanese restaurant.
The battered car pulls up outside the restaurant. Ben gets out and hands the keys to a valet.
Be careful.
Yes, thank you.
Konnichiwa! Welcome to Nagamaki.
Table for two, please.
Right this way.
Ben spots his prospective employers.
There they are.
You okay?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Ben, you're the smartest guy I know. You're literally a rocket scientist. You've got these guys.
Is it better tucked in?
His shirt.
Oh, you hesitated. Here we go.
Go get him, Buccaneer.
Thanks.
Good
bye.
Luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hey,
fellas.
Is that Pirate's Blouse?
Yarr!
The muse looks quickly turn to smiles.
Yes, it be!
Yarr, son! Yarr!
Hey, well, I'm aboard, matey!
How's he doing?
He looks like he's having fun.
He does.
Ain't looking pressed.
Oh, good.
That is exactly what I am talking about. You have multiplayer. Oh,
survival style.
It's Survivor on a space station.
That's so cool. Multiplayer. What do you think?
She's gonna flip.
It would be sick.
To Ben.
The space pirates.
Space pirates. Hey.
Ben glances at Anthony and Celia, who are watching. Anthony gives his date an awkward, embarrassed smile.
Are you sure you're not adopted?
Yeah, you should try shrimp. They're really good.
I'm allergic to shrimp. You should know what your girlfriend's allergic to.
Yeah, sorry. XOXO?
Anthony, I just can't believe on the most important night of our lives, you brought me to a place where I have to watch my food get cooked in front of me. Who goes to Nagamaki before the prom?
So amazing, okay?
Hey, look, it's Hopendale and Heather and Dave. Hey,
hey, guys.
Hey, Celia. What's up, Anthony?
Mwah, mwah.
OMG, you look beautiful.
Love it.
Don't you guys just love this place?
Oh, totally, I die for it.
Oh my god, me too. Well, I'll catch you guys later.
Okay.
Ben's downing a drink.
Sounds like it couldn't be going better.
Shavananda! Shrimp bake!
The Japanese chef standing at the table speed chops the food, twirling his knife and cleaver.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He flips a shrimp in the air, and Ben catches it in his mouth.
Oh! One! That was one.
Three! Four! Four. Five! Six!
Ha!
Seven! Eight!
Ben dances a jig as he milks the applause, but as he takes his seat, his baggy sleeve catches fire from the grill. He tries to beat out the flames, but the other sleeve catches.
Oh, Mom, Dad's on fire.
I hope so.
No, 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 he's really on fire. Drop and roll, Ben, drop and roll. Drop and roll. Stop, drop and roll, honey.
Dad?
He plunges his flaming sleeves into a fish tank. Slowly, he turns round to find that the entire restaurant is looking at him with shock and bewilderment. He raises his arms triumphantly.
I still have my arms!
He swings his shoulders jauntily in a mock jig, but everyone is frozen with shock. He walks up to the equally transfixed Greg, Logan and Joachim.
Thank you for your time.
He walks away, leaving Alexander looking crestfallen. Outside, by the bins.
Nice job! You really nailed it! You really nailed it, Ben! You know who you are? You're the Flaming Pirate of Nagamaki! Oh, what the... Thank you!
Hey, whoa! Dad!
Hey, guys.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yep. I'm good. I'm fine. It's all good. It's all good.
Dad, you don't always have to steer your ship with positivity. You keep us up, and we really appreciate it. But some days are just bad. Nothing can fix it. Trust me, I would know.
At least we're all together now.
It's my job to take care of you guys. And... make sure you don't have bad days. And when you do, it's on me.
Ben, I think that you just gotta have the bad days so you can love the good days even more. This day has been a terrible, terrible day.
Yeah, a horrible day.
A no good, very bad day.
Oh, well, you know what I think? I think this day sucks!
Yes! It does!
Yes!
Yes! It does!
I love you guys.
Come here.
A group hug.
Ow! Can't breathe.
You sure?
Yeah, totally. Come with us.
Okay, cool.
All right, so good news. They have room, and they said we could go with them.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? We're not going in some busted-up minivan with your crazy family.
You know what? Go without me.
Excuse me? You want me to go to the prom without you?
Yes, that's what I want. I'm sticking with my family tonight.
You're choosing them over me?
Yes, Celia, I am. Because they're my family. And if they're crazy, then I guess it makes me crazy, too. Have fun at the prom, Duchess.
What are you doing? Oh, forget it.
So what, no prom?
It's junior prom. The real one's next year.
What about Celia?
I realize there's more important things than Celia.
You sure?
Very.
Good to have you on board.
Thanks, Dad.
Anthony gives Alexandra a playful punch.
What was that for?
I didn't wish you happy birthday yet.
The Coopers drive along a tree-lined street in their wrecked car. Ben and Kelly smile at each other serenely.
There's a smile in your heart. There's no better way to start. Think of all the joy you'll find when you leave your past behind.
The rear bumper drags on the road, throwing off sparks, and a section of the exhaust drops off. The trashed car crawls up the drive. The family wait on the front doorstep for Ben to unlock the door. A crocodile snaps at them, and they recoil in horror, slamming the door shut.
How did he get in there?
It's okay.
Dad, be careful.
Ben peers round the door and spots the croc waddling off towards the back garden.
There it goes. Just stay behind me.
In a line, they tiptoe through the house towards the garden where a mini zoo has been set up, and the crocodile slides into the swimming pool.
Guys, there is a kangaroo out there.
Whoa, and an emu.
And a cockatoo.
Oh, and a wallaby.
Wow, you really know your animals.
Yeah, well, they're all Australian. What's going on?
I don't think they were meant to be presented in quite this way.
No.
Hi, you must be the Coopers.
Hey, yeah, this was supposed to be a petting zoo, a confined Australian petting zoo.
Yeah, it is. One of the pens was open and a kangaroo got out.
Oh, okay, yeah, the kangaroo. Well, there was also a crocodile in our entry hall.
So sorry about that. We had him in the pool and we got distracted.
You don't have to worry about it. I'll put him back in the pen.
Okay, you got him from here on out?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
We got you, Mr. Cooper.
He'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get out again.
No. You guys did all of this for me?
Well, yeah. Your mom and I thought you might enjoy a night in the outback.
A handler comes up to Alexander with a wallaby.
You can pet him if you want. His name's Winston.
Hello, Winston.
The family watch Alexander happily stroking the wallaby.
This is amazing.
Okay, guys, we've got guests coming any minute, so here's what we have to do. Emily, you're on music. Anthony, fire up the Barbie. Mom, yeah. Snacks. Alexander, why don't you help Mom keep Trevor away from anything that will eat him?
Baby safety. 10-4.
I think we're all good now.
Super Cooper!
Super Cooper!
Lenny, get back here. Lenny, someone get him.
I am on it.
Oh, Ben!
Lenny!
Ben!
Dad?
Lenny!
Ben chases the escaping kangaroo down the street past a white picket fence, with a handler following on behind. A car ferrying Alexander's friend Paul and other partygoers stops. Ben waves at them before diving headfirst over a hedge and doing a forward roll in pursuit of the marsupial.
That was pretty good.
The driver looks bemused. Ben creeps through a garden.
Where are you? Where are you?
The kangaroo looms up behind him. Sensing its presence, Ben slowly turns to face it.
Hey. Hey,
there, party kangaroo. I'm Ben, and I want you to join me back at the party.
The kangaroo kicks Ben flying just as the handler arrives.
Yeah. Nice work, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Come here, Lanny. Here we go.
Back at the party, Paul seeks out Alexander.
What's up, man?
They high five.
Pretty cool, huh?
This party gonna be killing, dude.
Hey, guys!
Your dad is hardcore!
Ben has the kangaroo on a leash. The sun has gone down and the party is in full swing. The pool is packed, and even the guinea pig is joining in, wearing a party hat. The crocodiles safely in a pen. Three muscular guys dressed as cowboys arrive.
Oh, hey, hey!
G'day.
You must be my Australian cowboys.
We sure are.
Awesome! Wow! You guys are in good shape.
Kelly's in the kitchen preparing some food as her mobile goes off.
Hey, Nina, how are you?
Ben's on the phone, too.
Video game, guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, it's a great time to talk.
Oh, no, just a little bit of the hair was singed.
Really?
I know.
Really?
I know, that was a lot of shrimp.
Alexander's with Paul as Becky turns up.
Hey, you came. Happy birthday. This looks amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks. Look, this has been a really, really crazy day. Looks like it turned out pretty good to me. Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Absolutely.
Nina, and
have a good weekend, Greg.
And thank you
for
everything.
Call. Thanks.
How are you? How was that call?
It was great. I got the job.
You got the job?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
They thought I was fun.
Even after you
Even after
your
the
arms
thing
and
the thing, I was a fiery pirate. They loved it.
Wow.
Oh, and you know what the best thing is? As long as I'm getting the work done, I can make my own hours. I'll be able to still do carpool and see the kids all the time.
Wow, I am so happy for you.
Wow. Okay, what about you? What about your call? How did it go?
Dick Van Dyke's reading went viral. 500,000 hits today.
You're kidding me.
Nina says the book is going to be huge.
That is fantastic, sweetie.
Yeah, it's great.
They put an arm around one another and wander outside to watch the kids enjoying the party.
I cannot believe we pulled this party off.
We really turned this day around.
They kiss, but Kelly breaks off as the music starts and her eyes narrow.
One sec. Come over here.
Shrouded in dry ice, the three cowboys start dancing and tearing open their waistcoats.
What are they doing?
That's a thunder from down under.
They're supposed to be authentic Australian cowboys.
Oh, they're not.
No. Guys, PG, PG, PG. Please.
Everybody dolls.
Sonny, I'm
ready.
One of the cowboys does an acrobatic backflip.
I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
The cowboys get everyone dancing. Alexander takes center stage strutting his stuff. Becky cheers him on and he waves a cowboy hat around. Ben and Kelly dance with baby Trevor. Later, Ben brings out the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
After today, I know that even terrible days aren't so bad when you're surrounded by the people you love.
Make a wish, kiddo.
Because it turns out, the worse things are, the better this family gets.
To more days like this.
No!
What
are you talking about?
For us, this bad day was the best day ever.
The 12 candles are blown out with one breath. The cake is taken away, and disco lights sweep across the garden as the party continues. Directed by Miguel Arteta. Screen story and screenplay by Rob Lieber. Based on the book by Judith Vorst. Produced by Sean Levy, Dan Levine, Lisa Henson. Executive producers Philip Stauer, Jason Lust. Director of Photography Terry Stacey, ASC. Production designer Michael Corandlith. Film editor Pamela Martin, ACE. Costume designer Nancy Steiner. Music by Christoph Beck. Casting by Randy Hiller, CSA, and Tamara Lee Notcut, CSA. Steve Carroll. Jennifer Garner. Ed Oxenbold. Dylan Minette. Keris Dorsey. Jennifer Coolidge. Megan Mullally, Bella Thorne. Mary Mouser, Sydney Fulmer, Fern Gorman. A 21 Laps Jim Henson Company production. Unit Production Manager, Philip Stauer. First Assistant Director, Sunday Stevens. Second Assistant Director, Francesco Tinini. Associate Producer, Will Rack. Cast: Ben Cooper, Steve Carroll. Kelly Cooper, Jennifer Garner. Alexander Cooper, Ed Oxenbold. Anthony Cooper, Dylan Minette. Emily Cooper, Keris Dorsey. Baby Trevor, Elise Vargas, Zoe Vargas. Becky Gibson, Sydney Fulmer. Celia, Bella Thorne. Nina, Megan Mullally. Paul Dumphy, Mackay Matthew Curtis. Philip Parker, Lincoln Melcher. Elliot Gibson, Reese Hartwig. Mrs. Gibson, Martha Hackett. Audrey Gibson, Mary Mouser. Mr. Rogue, Alex Desert. Steph, Tony Trucks. Yoga instructor, Liz Carey. Mr. Sellers, Rizwan Manji. Mr. Tanucci, Eric Edelstein. Receptionist Abby, Tara Brooke. Captain Hook, Andrew Franklin. High school teacher, Cassandra Braden. Video game receptionist, Ruben Vernier. Greg, Donald Glover. Logan, Joel Johnston. Johan, Ben Green. Video game exec Yoshi, Scott Kaiji Takeda. Mr. Brand, Vern Gorman. Bookstore employee, Angelina Martinez. Pharmacist, Denison Samaru. Dwayne, Jesse Garcia. Jimmy, Joey Capone. Ms. Suggs, Jennifer Coolidge. Tuck's shop employee, Jonathan Slavin. Actor John Darling, Jonah Goldman. Actor Wendy Darling, Caitlin Hilario. Heather, Samantha Logan. Thunder from Down Under dancers, Alex Biffin, Dylan Yendel, David F. Harris. Security guard, Steve Banos. Nagamaki host, Michael Blakelock. Stagehand, Court Rogers. Pregnant Sheila, Alina Phelan. Songs: Beautiful, performed by J-Man and Keith. What's Up, performed by Four Non-Blondes. Waterfalls TV title, performed by Wayman. Sunlight, performed by Stephanie Bennett, Bryce Martin, Brian Kilgore. Logan's Loop, performed by Andrew Bird. If You're Happy and You Know It, performed by Larry Gross and Disneyland Sing-Along Chorus. Soldier Head, performed by Newstead. The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness, performed by The Feelies. The Last One to Leave the Party, performed by Imperial Mammoth. Surf, Surf, Don't Drown, performed by The Narwhals. Keep On Moving, performed by Thomas Hine. Summer Steps, written by Dave Bronze, Josh Phillips. We'll Sing in the Sunshine, performed by Gail Garnett. Digidelic, written by Murray Burns, Colin Bailey. We Are the Ones Own the World, performed by Charles William. Perfect World, performed by the Whatevs. Need You Tonight, performed by INXS. Happy Birthday to You, written by Mildred J. Hill, Patti Smith Hill. Hurricane, performed by the Vamps. Best Worst Day Ever, performed by Kerris Dorsey and Justine Dorsey. The producers wish to thank Brooks Brothers, SPI Entertainment Inc., Penny Levin, Roman's Bookstore and Book Soup, City of Pasadena, Ariel Penn, Film Manager, and Tacey, Film Coordinator, City of South Pasadena, Joan Aguado, Film Liaison. Copyright 2014, Disney Enterprises Inc., all rights reserved. For the purposes of United Kingdom copyright, Disney Enterprises Inc. was the owner of copyright in this film immediately after it was made. Distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. BTI Studios audio description by Michael Woodford.